has to reconcile them. What cases are we discussing? What are the circumstances? Who said it? Why did he say it? And which of the opinions will the halacha file and follow? So this is a very oversimplified view of the Talmud, but it is a correct view of the method of the Talmud. The method of the Talmud is to deal with the subject matter of the Mishnah and compare it to the Brises and the Tosefta's that are floating around, and to see if they're all in agreement, and if they're not in agreement, why not, and what is the argument, and to try and bring proofs and reconciliations back and forth. Now, there's one more piece to the puzzle. If we have now the Torah Shebaal Peh, the written Torah Shebaal Peh, the written oral law, if one can say such a thing, but the written oral law now is the Mishnah and the Braisa and the Tosefta, there's one more piece to the puzzle, and that piece is called the Medrash. Now, there are two types of Midrashim. There are Agadic Midrashim and there are Halachic Midrashim. The Agadic Midrashim, as the name implies, is Agoda. Agoda means stories, parables, morals, sermonics, homiletics. The Agoda is very well known to us. It's the basis, it's the stuff out of which all Jewish sermons have been constructed for 2,000 years, and probably even before then. And it is the necessary life of the Torah Shebaal Peh. The Agoda tells us what our father Abraham said and did and what he thought, all of the missing parts of the story which the Chumash does not tell us, or which the Tanakh does not tell us about the great heroes of the Jewish people. The Agoda supplies for us. The most famous and largest Medrash that we have is called Medrash Rabbah, the Great Medrash, which is on the five books of the Chumash and the five Megillos. And you'll see that's the one Rashi quotes all the time in his parish. Breishis Rabbah, Shmos Rabbah, Vayikra Rabbah, Bamidbar Rabbah, Dvorim Rabbah. That's the Medrash Rabbah. There also is a smaller Medrash called Medrash Tanchuma, which is named after its author, Omar Rabbi Tanchuma. Rabbi Tanchuma was the editor of it. But that's the Agadic Medrash. But there is another part of the Medrash which is halachic, the halachic Medrash. The difference between the halachic Medrash and the Mishnah, Braisa, Tosefta that I have discussed with you until now is that the Mishnah, Braisa, Tosefta follow the order that Rabbi Yehuda Hanossi arranged for it. They follow the categories of the six divisions of the oral law. The six divisions of the oral law, which we call Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, or Shas for short, before it was preempted by the political party in Israel. The Shas, the Shisha Sidorim, are Zroim, Zroim having to do the deal with the laws of Jewish agriculture in Eretz Yisrael, and some of it even outside of Eretz Yisrael. There are special laws. The second section is Moed, which deals with the laws of Shabbos and Yontif, each Yontif individually with its own ramifications. The third is Noshim, which, as the name implies, deals with domestic affairs, the laws of marriage and divorce, etc. Then there is Nezikin, which are the laws of damages and really the laws of business and of the courts and of testimony. And then there's Kochim, which are the laws regarding the Beis HaMikdash, and included in it are the laws of Kashrus, the eating food. And finally, the last section is Taharos, which deals with the laws of purity and impurity. Those are the six categories that Rabbi Yehuda Hanossi established. So the Mishnah, the Braisa, the Tosefta follow that order. They follow those categories. The halachic midrashim follow the verses.